Hello, I'm Robert Crichton. I'm the General Overseer of the Beyond podcast and other offshoot things. It's interesting because we started out exclusively as a podcast that did live events occasionally, and then we got a YouTube channel. That's all very confusing. And yeah, there's a sense of what are we? What is our purpose in life? But our purpose in life primarily is to produce full cast audio adaptations. And it's that time of year again where we plan ahead and try to make things happen. It's always difficult to make things happen because of the size and the scale of a lot of the projects we're working on. So we sometimes make promises that we can't immediately keep, but it is an ongoing process, and I endeavour to make sure that you get something out of the voting process, because that's what this little mini podcast is to talk about the vote that is now open to all and to our patrons specifically. So there are two votes. One is a Patreon only vote. That's for the people who pay for everything as it currently stands, or pay for most things as it currently stands, and that is to explicitly vote for a play that we're definitely going to do in the next year to 18 months. Last year they voted for The Tragedy of Iphigenia by Jane Lady Lumley, which we've just finished recording, and I'm going to go into the edit of that over the summer. But they have previously voted for The Tragedy of Mariam, The Tragedy of Antony, both translated by or written by women. And you may notice a pattern there. But they have also voted for many other things, some of which haven't quite passed the line. And that's one of the issues we have, is that we don't have a vast number of patrons, enough to certainly produce at least one show, big show a year, but increasingly, hopefully, more than one. And we're hoping also we're doing live shows. We're going to be able to do more with what we do, because obviously paying audiences, hopefully, for live shows will increase the potential of what we do. And so this year we're doing a more explicitly public vote to go with it as well. And say one of the problems with a relatively small number of people voting for things is plays don't tend to actually get across the finish line. So I've got quite a lot of plays that all have basically the same number of votes, because either the same people vote for it every year or they give up and then they vote for something else, and everything just ends up basically with this no score draw. So last year, for example, we pretty much had the same number of votes for Arden of Fathersham and Iphigenia, but Iphigenia just got across the finish line, because it also had additional sort of sideways votes of people saying, well, they'd like more women's writing and things like other things. So there's occasionally a bit of an interpretive element to the voting process. So the public vote is partly to help nudge certain plays across the finish lines in case we don't quite have enough people voting for things, but also to just set the agenda. And as I say, if we have more money, or we can get money from other sources that aren't the patrons, then we will be perfectly happy to go into full production, if not do more prep work. So, for example, Arden of Fathersham last year didn't make it across the finish line, but we have done a whole series of goings over of the text in detail for the podcast as a sort of bonus thing, and that makes it a lot easier for us to produce it further down the line. And so other plays in the past that have been voted for but we haven't quite finished, A Game at Chess, we said 4 years ago that's going to take a long time to get ready, and we're now aiming for doing that in time for, or a series of events next year for the 400th anniversary of A Game at Chess by Thomas Middleton. So even if things don't immediately happen, your votes do matter to us, because they set the agenda. So if you're just a listener, nothing just about being a listener, and are not a patron, you can vote. There is a form on the show description. There is also a form on the website. If you are a patron listening to this on our Patreon feed, then there is a explicitly patron-only version of the form. And patrons also, we've opened this year again. We haven't done this for a few years because of the plague, and we weren't very good at organizing this before, but we're in a much better place for it now. The certain tiers, you get the right to vote for speeches that we will record specifically for you for the podcast, and also scenes that you'd like to see, so long as they're not, you know, scenes with 20 people or something, then we will put them into the mix as well. So if you are a patron, there's a lot of extra bonus things that that can come your way. But as I say, if you're not able to financially support us, that's fine. Then just vote anyway, and hopefully you will set the agenda in perhaps a more holistic fashion. So yeah, we have previously had lots of plays have been brought up by our votes, and votes carry forward from previous years. So there are, I say, lots of interest in Arden of Faversham, the famous victories of Henry V, Thomas of Woodstock. Lots of plays. Hoffman, Solomon and Persida, Damon and Pythias, Elder Brother, Coxcomb, Four Plays in One, Edward IV, Every Man Out of His Humour, What the Hell Is Wrong With You, Friar Bacon and Friar Bungay, A Brace of Lilies, Lily plays are in there, a fair amount of George Peel. There's a lovely smattering now. But I say nothing really going directly over the finishing line. And I say, the more patrons we have, the more we're able to produce, the more we may be able to pass on to other people to produce for us. We've also put on the voting form a sort of tentative box set voting list. So there's a number of playwrights or periods where we are reaching critical mass of saying, well, here's a box set of all of the things within that range that you could vote for. So we could probably do the complete John Bale, should you be interested in that. But also reigns, we can probably clear plays from within the reigns of certain monarchs. So Henry VII is very doable, and we're edging towards some other big milestones, and say which we could package on the podcast as a playlist and say, look, this is the complete X or Y. So there's also that sort of nudge. Again, those are sort of projects that won't perhaps complete this year, this next year, 18 months. I'm looking at this as a sort of 18-month process this time around, that by the end of 2024, because we're already committed to doing Game at Chess, so we'll probably need an extra 6 months of run-up to do another big play. And of course, if you can vote for small plays, you could vote for a mystery play if you like one of those. They're very quick and easy for us to do. One of the reasons why John Bale keeps popping into my mind is they only need five actors for most of those. So, you know, you can vote big, you can vote small, you can do whatever you like, think tactically. Dido's had a lot of... Dido, Queen of Carthage, I'll be amazed if that doesn't cross the finish line sometime soon, because that's had a fair number of votes in the past. I'm just going to keep throwing random things out there. And to say, if there is a little... on the website, there is a list of plays that have priority as well here. So if we've already done exploring sessions on the YouTube channel... then those plays are things we can immediately action because we know where the bodies are buried pretty much. Any plays prior to 1604 is basically we can do, with a goodwill. Anything after that, it gets more patchy because we haven't done quite as many exploring sessions on the later plays. There's a lot of gaps. So if you hit a play that we haven't already explored, we might have to defer that further forward until we know how to do it. That list, it's getting smaller of plays that we're less likely to do. So you don't have to check the list. Just vote for the plays you want to vote for. Please be honest and only vote once. We will ask you to identify yourselves on the form. But I'm sure some of you may game the system. Only patrons, as I say, get a casting vote. So in that sense, if you are a member of the general public and you want to try and game the system, we might detect that and quietly move that to one side. So have fun. What plays do you want? What do you want? I don't care which play I produce. I'm very agnostic as to, you know, what we do. I'm very interested in... there are very few plays where I will just go, no, I'm out. very few. They're mostly translations of plays by Terence. Don't vote for translations of plays by Terence. They're mostly terrible. I think there's a Kiffin translation that's quite good. That you can vote for Kiffin. That's fine. But any others? No. Just go away. But otherwise, I'm absolutely delighted to do anything that you want. So tell me what you want. What do you want? And we will try and make it happen. You can support us by joining us on the Patreon, patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. You can also buy us an occasional coffee on ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. And if you do that and you're publicly voting, you can just let us know. You never know, that might bump up our opinion of your opinion based on monetary value. We are infinitely bribable. And as I say, if we can find external sources of finance beyond our patrons, then that means our public vote becomes even more probable to happen. So you're not throwing your vote away. Give it a go. It won't take long. I'm sure you've got a top three series of plays that you want produced as audio. And of course, if we produce them as audio, then the odds on that increasingly they will turn into live shows, both live recording sessions, but also live theatre full productions, which we are nudging our way towards now that the world is opening up again. So we are a coiled spring. That's what we are. Full of potential. And if we can get the audience and the money and the interest, then we will make things happen. So give us a buzz, fill in the form, let us know what you want. And we will try to make it happen. I think that's enough waffle from me from this little mini-sode. Normal episode next week. You haven't lost a normal episode this week, by the way. I released one on Tuesday to make sure that you weren't left out. So this is a little bonus et on Friday. Next week, I think you're getting more merry, conceited jests. So I say, let us know. You've got till the end of June. End of May, sorry, beginning of June, 3rd of June, I think, off the top of my head, is the cutoff date. I will be checking all the forms from the 3rd of June onwards. That's 2023, if you are listening in the future. If you're listening in the future, there might be another one of these votes have come around again. You know, they come around, at least once a year, ideally more, actually, more often. I'd love to start building up a speed with production that we're able to say, hey, we've got room in the budget, and we've got room in our capacity to do more. What do you want? So yes, enough waffle from me. Thank you for listening, if indeed you still are. I've been your host, Robert Crichton. Thank you for your interest in the Beyond podcast. Have a lovely day. Bye.